The Theater School at DePaul University presents Richard III, written by William Shakespeare. Director Jacob Jansen. Fight Director Nick Sandys Pullen. Text Coach Louis Colaiani. Scene Transition Coach Patrice Eggleston. Scenic Designer Jennifer Warnaw. Costume Designer Liz Martinez. Lighting Designer Jack D. Riley. Sound Designer Connor Wang. Dramaturg Mariah Schultz. Stage Manager Maggie Hoffecker. Presenting level sponsor, PNC. Cast: Richard Delaney Feener, Stanley Clarence Young York, David Shea Peterson, Ratcliffe King Edward, Elliot Gross, Hastings Richmond Tyrrell, Nick Trengove, Lady Anne Prince Edward, Anna Connolly, Catesby Rivers, Skylar Ockerstrom Lang, Young Elizabeth Gray Scrivener, Emma Page, Queen Elizabeth Marjorie Muller, Buckingham, Daniel Godai, Dorset, Bishop Murderer II, Chandler Smith, Queen Margaret, Lord Mayor, Herbert, Samantha Newcomb, Duchess of York, Murderer I, Blunt, Decky Ronge. Place and time, England, the past. Strobe lighting, theatrical fog, and haze are used in this production. The play will be performed with 1 10-minute intermission. Director's note: They spake not a word, but, like dumb statues or breathing stones, gazed each on other and looked deadly pale. Buckingham, Richard III, Act 3, Scene 7. The relationship between audience and performer is on display in Richard III, perhaps more than in any other of Shakespeare's plays. Governing demands a fundamental theatricality, which Shakespeare clearly understood. Statecraft and stagecraft are not so different. Richard's willingness to speak to the audience belies his need for approval. Richard is maligned and mocked by his peers, so he turns to us. Richard seduces us, and we become party to his crimes. We validate his decisions, and we give our silent consent. We delight in his rise, but by the time we realize how dangerous he has stopped talking to us. He leaves us to be like dumb statues or breathing stones. When the audience does not speak or protest, it gives its consent for the performance to continue. Politicians, especially those who prey on our baser instincts, also need our silent content. The loud clamor of protest upsets their carefully composed political theater. What Shakespeare may have meant as a bit of Tudor propaganda today acts as a cautionary tale. We should all remember Margaret's warning: Look, when he fawns, he bites, and when he bites, his venom tooth will rankle to the death. Jacob Jansen. Dramaturgy note: When we enter the play of Richard III, we are welcomed into what appears to be a time of peace, but familial tensions, grief of war, and scorn over a new regime cast a web over England. And who informs us of the tottering state of this time but the bottled-back spider known as Richard, who plans to pull on the strings of that web until they break? Villainous, unpopular, and manipulative, Richard works tirelessly to obtain the throne from his brother. With all odds stacked against him, his pursuit seems like a dead end, until he starts getting everyone to do exactly what he wants. Richard's vindictive character, often passed off as humorous and even clever, stops being funny when it becomes a strong possibility he could be next to run the country. With England quickly crumbling, a new hope is discovered. The formidable ex-Queen Margaret presents to the current royal wives and mothers a device to use their anger towards Richard to create resistance, known as curses. Though we tend to associate curses with explicit language or witches' incantations, the term curse holds a different connotation here. The women in the play prove that curses delivered through powerful language can take grief and turn into action against injustice. We can extend that lesson to apply to our world today through our own modern-day curses: protests, petitions, and art centered on social justice. Richard III shows a world trying to disguise the evils that lurk within its political infrastructure. However, if we take a cue from Queen Margaret, it is clear that the weakness of power structures and those who inhabit them must be confronted to be combated. The alternative is to succumb to the Richards of the world, as we see many in the play do. And if we decide to do nothing, we breathe our curses upon ourselves. Mariah Schultz, BFA 3, Dramaturgy Criticism.